Most people have never heard of Tim Berners-Lee. He is not rich or famous like Bill Gates. Berners-Lee, who works in a small office at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, is the creator of the World Wide Web. The creation of the web is so important that some people compare Berners-Lee to Johann Gutenberg, who invented printing by movable type in the 15th century. Berners-Lee was born in England in 1955. His parents, who helped design the world's first commercially available computer, gave him a great love of mathematics and learning. In 1980, Berners-Lee went to work at CERN, a physics laboratory in Geneva, Switzerland, where he had a lot of material to learn quickly. He had a poor memory for facts and wanted to find a way to keep track of things he couldn't remember. He devised a software program that allowed him to create a document that had links to other documents. He continued to develop his idea through the 1980s. He wanted to find a way to connect the knowledge and creativity of people all over the world. In 1991, his project became known as the World Wide Web. The number of Internet users started to grow quickly. However, Berners-Lee is not completely happy with the way the web has developed. He thinks it has become a passive tool for so many people, not the tool for creativity that he had imagined. In 1999, Berners-Lee published a book called Weaving the Web, in which he answers questions he is often asked. What were you thinking when you invented the web? What do you think of it now? Where is the web going to take us in the future?